Stop the Presses on the 29th of September 2021, coming to you live today. Back in the saddle, your host, Mark Anderson. I'm joined by Ron Avery. We're video simulcasting, as we try to do oftentimes, livestream.com/Ron Avery/Stop the Presses. Good afternoon, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing too much sometimes. That's what I'm doing. That's how I'm doing. Anyway, good news today. Just before I got on the air here, I got a hold of Patrick King in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We are going to be talking to Patrick on the steps of the provincial capital there in Edmonton, in Alberta, during a rally and protest. It's going to be a field report. He'll be on the last half. You're going to want to hear about this, ladies and gentlemen. You may recall Patrick was on this show recently to talk about the fact that when he, in court, through legal means, and through official correspondence with the Albertan government, when he asked them to produce evidence that they had isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, they could not and would not produce the evidence. When put on the spot, they were caught basically without anything to provide. They were caught flat-footed, you might say. That's the expression I was after. And so there's another upping of the ante today. This is a big one. Again, tune in for the second half. It'll be in the second half of today's show. And Patrick's going to report from the steps of the Capitol at that rally and protest. The First Nations Indian tribe people are supposed to be there tomorrow on September 30th. But what's interesting here, Ron, and listeners live and on the archive, of course, is that now Patrick King, longtime Alberta resident who is a occupational health and safety expert, that's what he does for a living, now he is challenging the Canadian federal government and the Albertan provincial government for billions of dollars doled out by the Canadian federal government to the provinces, get this, to the media, to specific departments within provincial governments, all to buy and bribe their allegiance on the COVID narrative. In other words, Justin Trudeau has literally bought the COVID narrative, bought and paid for. So to a large extent, the reason there's been so much conformity in Canada on the COVID narrative, the COVID-19 narrative, is that it's been paid for, bought and paid for. And so what Patrick's going to fill us in a lot more starting at the bottom of the hour in today's show. You're really going to want to tune in or stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, whatever the case might be. And the thing is he has put some kind of audit or lien, that the word he uses, Ron, is lien, but some kind of audit or lien. Now the Alberta government has to account for the money taken, its share of the money taken from the federal government, several billion dollars, as I understand it. Patrick Cook will give us the details of why the money was taken, what it was for. And this is going to be juxtaposed with the fact that he's already established that Canadian officials, Canadian authorities, will not and cannot produce evidence of isolating the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So on top of that, he's asking for a total account of the money. He's got some sort of legal or audit or lien going on the money. And by all appearances, Ron, it seems that Justin Trudeau literally paid the media and provincial officials, health departments, probably municipal officials as well, literally paid them to go along with the COVID narrative.
Yes, I happen to also know that the state of Texas, through its Department of Health Services, made a deal with HEB so that people that get the the new people that haven't had a vaccine yet can get a $100 gift certificate at Walmart, HEB, as long as you don't buy beer and cigarettes with it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not fair. I want my beer and cigarettes. I mean, come on. What about my jerky, right?
Yeah, you better save that for some medical attention after.
Yeah. I use beef jerky as a tourniquet if I'm bleeding too bad. How's that?
Yeah.
But, that's a somewhat more piecemeal version of the same thing. But, yeah, one way or another, there's this, here's your prize, here's your reward, here's your tax dollars, here's your hush money, here's your bribery, whatever category or amount or context it fits into, you're seeing that the COVID narrative, the facts of the narrative, just could not stand on their own. In fact, how could they, right? They have no basis, in fact. They're absolutely ridiculous in every aspect. And I can give a website in a few minutes. There's a one-stop shop website that I found that lists all the key parts of the COVID narrative, has all the key documents, has most of the key video links, because most of us, like I have, Ron, maybe you have too, most of us have seen so many items coming from so many sources and so many doctors, current and former doctors, current and former nurses speaking out, and all sorts of videos, everything coming from dozens and dozens of different sources. Well, now it's under one roof at a one-stop shop. I'll give that web address. This article, I've already shared it with other radio hosts. Everyone needs to use it as sort of a baseboard, you might say, to where they can just grab what they need in terms of what did that doctor say, or what was that video where Fauci admitted that the PCR tests are no good. And so it's all there, and it probably rescued videos that otherwise would have been taken down by the big the big servers of the big social media companies. So this is, things are really coming to a head here. And it's interesting. Many people have thought of Canadians as being maybe the most docile people of those in North America. But it's turning out that the Canadians are starting to get up there with the Brits and the Europeans in having larger scale protests. In America, again, it appears to be mostly, not totally, but mostly smaller groups protesting, going to state legislatures, going to school boards, going to county health departments, county boards of commissioners, like I myself have been doing over the summer here. I've been doing that very same thing and documenting the efforts of others doing those things. So Canadians are kind of starting to take the lead in some respects here in North America, Ron. It's, better late than never, I guess you'd say. But Patrick King is quite the torch carrier, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. It makes you wonder if the Biden administration or Trump, we can't play any favorites here, doled out money in a similar way for similar purposes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to find that out. And of course, we all know about the big stimulus packages, and they had their place. We didn't want businesses to totally go under, or individuals, but one wonders, doesn't one? What comes with that stimulus money and the no interest or low interest loans and all the other largesse that went out, especially during 2020's COVID, and what's expected in return? The rhetoric was, well, we're just helping you out of a deep hole, that COVID drove your business to the brink of bankruptcy. COVID ruined your life. COVID made you stay home. And we already, of course, demolished that very easily. It was government that did those things, using COVID simply as leverage. But what is the price of that money? What are the conditions? He who accepts the state's nickel accepts the state's noose, as the old saying goes. Or the other saying is, government plays by the golden rule. Whoever has the gold rules. And so maybe the American way was a little bit more of an indirect thing. What I'm hearing so far about the Canadian approach to this, Ron, is that it's a little more blatant, and it's just, here, take the money. Now, here's your talking points. Here's your script. This is what you say. This is what you show for the viewers, So a lot of us, I think, have talked about the stimulus money and the bailouts, and maybe bailout is the wrong word, but all that federal help that started in 2020, and maybe not enough of us have looked at what the conditions are or what the tit for tat is on that, Ron.
Well, I'd say this, if it involves a loan, that's no good. This is really not a good business environment in America where all this is going on, all this tyranny is going on. And what they want to do is loan you some money. Well, who says you're going to be able to pay it back? I mean, the worst thing you can do in a business is borrow money. You have to do it maybe at some point to get things going and get it going. But borrowing money is basically the kiss of death.
Certainly any significant amount of money, as you say, a little startup funds, a revolving loan fund isn't too bad. And to be clear for the record, I don't know how much of the COVID money that was put out, much of which was grants and stimulus money that's not being paid back. I don't know how much of it was maybe no interest or low interest loans. I think a small percentage was. I don't have any numbers, although I don't think it was a lot of it. But even if it wasn't a loan, the question still is, now with Canada as a comparison, the question is what is the expectation? Usually federal money has strings attached, and it's difficult to believe that this would be any exception.
Right.
You know, and I'll note too that something you and I talked about, Ron, I picked up a magazine called the Michael Journal, put out by a Catholic Patriot organization, the Pilgrims of St. Michael, which is very refreshing to see. They're based in Canada too, just east of Montreal, in an apple growing region called Rougemont. I've been there, and they are a big exception to what we're seeing in the Catholic Church. And you talked about this off the air, is this total goose step to the COVID tune. And it's really disquieting to see. Now, the Pilgrims of St. Michael, that order of Catholics, this Patriot order, just published in recent years an article on the Georgia Guidestones. And you and I earlier this year had talked about that the Georgia Guidestones in Elbert County, Georgia, bordering the state of South Carolina in northeastern Georgia, about an hour and a half east of Atlanta or so, that this appears to be, and they were erected around March of 1980, so it's been 40 plus years. It appears to be kind of the declaration of intent, one might even say declaration of war, by the powers that be on a global level against the common man, against the common people. And as we know, there is a alternative Ten Commandments on these huge Georgia Guidestones, which, by the way, total about 80,000 pounds of granite in round numbers. And the first of the Ten Commandments is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, quote unquote. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. The next is guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity, which, you know, eugenics by any other name is still eugenics. That's what that is. So the very first two talk about a huge culling of the human herd. And I use the word herd in this sense kind of metaphorically, but a huge culling of the human population on number one. And number two, whatever reproduction is still allowed is done under very controlled and planned circumstances. So as we talk about what Patrick King is doing, as we watch this COVID thing unfold, the reason I bring this up, Ron, is that this seems to be the starting point, at least in the modern era, of what they've done through COVID, of what they've done through 9/11, and what they've done through other watershed events. The Georgia Guidestones appears to be, in the modern era, a major paradigm shift where they laid down their intentions, the globalists, the one-worlders, and they seem to be following this. And while the protests at state legislatures and state capitals, like we're going to hear about today, are very important, I'll never stop saying from the rooftops that the protests need to go just as much, if not more, maybe a lot more, to the media, which we're working on here in Southwest Michigan before I come back to Texas soon. But also, I'd really like to see a pilgrimage of patriots soon, no later than next spring, but it would still be nice to get it in this year, a pilgrimage to these Georgia Guidestones, Ron, because this seems to be the statement of intent where they really laid out their game plan in a very symbolic and, in their own way, religious manner. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's a globalist manifesto, the satanic manifesto. And what is amazing about this is where in the world they talk about science and sticking with science. I would love to see science where it says that only 500 million people can be sustained by planet Earth. I mean, now that might be true for what bankers want to sustain and how much credit they want to give. And besides, they never let go of any money or any asset. Banks don't loan assets or money. They create credit. They just allow you to have some credit. So their wealth never diminishes. It's always on the rise. They never take a risk. There's no risk in banking. It is all income and all more profit. And this is actually a crime. This is criminal activity. There is no way on earth they could establish a number of people that can be the maximum number of people that can be sustained by planet Earth. No one knows that, and no one can prove it. And the very fact that they wrote it, they should be imprisoned for that. That is a manifesto against human life on Earth. It is an attempt to enslave and murder people on Earth. I think that stuff is just something needs to be done about that kind of thing. Talk about, yeah, they get upset when somebody talks about the government and stuff. They're anti-government. Well, what in the world is that? That's anti-civilization.
Right. Exactly. You have an anti-civilization, anti-humanity statement of massive depopulation, and the last of their Ten Commandments is, be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature. Well, humanity is part of nature. We're not apart from nature. And yep. And the thing is that this needs to be challenged. I think we need to still get a pilgrimage together and go over there at some opportune time and challenge these governments as to why they're protecting this thing. This thing is anti-civilization in terms of their own context, the counties and the municipal governments around there. They're going to be on the receiving end of this. They're going to be the victims of this. Why are they protecting it? Or at least why are they indifferent about it?
I have another idea too, Mark. Why don't we get some concrete, and I've got some property, and we can have a big meeting out there, and we can put up our own monument to lawful government, putting forth the principles of what it is, and establishing that we don't have one.
Very good. Let's do that. Let's think about doing our own, not just complaining, and rightfully so, about theirs. And let me add that Justin Walker was recent on this show, a UK contact of mine. He said that all the people in humanity, and this has been figured out very carefully, all of humanity would fit into the country of Brazil, and each person would have about 3 tennis courts worth of property, give or take.
Well, he's right. I believe it. You ever been to West Texas? Whoa. Man, you can put a lot of people out there, and there isn't anything out there.
There's not even telephone poles. Yeah, you could film a Mars landing out there. Maybe they have. Yeah.
Right.
But we're coming up on the first break. I'm waiting for the cannon to roar here. But, yes, again, those listening live and on the archive, stay tuned. Patrick King will join us from Edmonton, Canada, in Alberta, starting at the bottom of the hour to talk about a very important rally going on there. They're really getting down and dirty about how the Canadian government reportedly has been bribing media and local and provincial governments to stay on the COVID narrative. So we'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Every day we roll from town to town. We see another mom and papa just getting shut down. And it's the same five stores everywhere we go. And it's the same damn music on the radio.
Segment of Stop the Presses. Your host live today, Mark Anderson, 29 September 2021. On a Wednesday, I'm joined by Ron Avery. We're video simulcasting at livestream.com/Ron Avery/Stop the Presses. And after the next break, I will bring on Patrick King from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, from the steps of the Capitol there, where there's a rally and protest that might go on for some 3 weeks now, I'm hearing. He'll confirm that, and he'll confirm the exact amount of money that he has legally enacted action against, money coming from the Canadian federal government, several billion, I understand, that reportedly is being used to silence the media and keep them on the COVID script and keep provincial and local governments and everybody talking the same COVID-19 tune. So that just shows you how much truth there is to the so-called viral narrative. If you have to pay billions of dollars just to keep that narrative in place. I mean, how blatant can it be, ladies and gentlemen? I can't even describe how long some officials such as Justin Trudeau in Canada, the current premier nationally, and many others throughout Canada, North America, that is, the U.S., Mexico, I'm sure, Europe, certain officials, certain social media people, Anthony Fauci, they need to go to prison for gargantuan periods of time. There has to be some real accounting for this. Absolute criminal behavior. Putting a squeeze on everyday people like this. This is absolutely appalling. They're going to pay for this one way or the other. And we in the alt media aren't going to shut up until it happens. In the meantime, Ron, I like what you said before the break. And yes, we should make our pilgrimage to northeastern Georgia, near the South Carolina border, Elbert County, E-L-B-E-R-T, and visit these Georgia Guidestones and demand that there's an accounting for who put them up, no more secrecy, and that they need to come down, and that we're not going to shut up until they're taken down. I'll mention, too, and we can get into how your lawful government monument might look, but it also mentions on here, Ron, number 7 of the Georgia Guidestones Ten Commandments. It says, number 8, balance personal rights with social duties. I repeat, balance personal rights with social duties. Okay, duties belong to government officials. That's who has duties, primarily.
You are absolutely correct. There are no duties when you create a lawful government. You don't have duties for the citizen. The duties, they have authority, and it's limited. They can't do anything and everything. But whatever authority they have and transfer to government provides the duties of those in office. That you can't look at a citizen and says he has the duty to do something. No, he has the freedom to do something. Or he may have the, well, you do what you take as obligations. But those have to be something that is established in a constitution and an agreement that you are required to, like, pay taxes or something of a certain kind to maintain the cost of government. But those are like obligations. And why would they be? See, they're not talking about those kind of duties. They're talking about some kind of moral duty that you have to apply, you have to look to. In other words, you have to bow down to the Georgia Guidestones. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, because when you look at the context of this and you look at the involvement of the Rockefeller family and whatnot, that's what it is they want to put the onus on the average person to be obedient and to conform, and government teams up with the corporate sector and can do whatever it wants, and they become the constituents that representatives in Congress represent. They want Congress to represent big money, big corporations, big media, not individual people.
Absolutely.
And they basically replace individual people with corporate and governmental and other entities like that. But, yeah, I know we're in a short segment. We're coming up on Patrick King, and we're going to be calling him here in a couple of minutes. But your monument to lawful government is an excellent idea. Maybe we can't go 80, 90,000 tons of granite like the Georgia Guidestones.
Well, we just change it to concrete, something we can afford. Let me tell you, we can pour as much concrete out there as they got a marble. We can outweigh them, and it'll be cheaper, a lot cheaper.
Yeah, let's try and get at least 1 pound on them, right?
That's right.
I like the idea. We're coming up on the break, but I like the idea, Ron. I think I can see this, you know, the monument to lawful government, and it would list the principles, and then we could send copies of this to the people that oversee these Georgia Guidestones and say, this is what we're talking about. What you're doing needs to come down.
Amen.
It has no place in this republic or this world. We'll be back with more with Patrick King. Stay tuned.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses on 29 September 2021. Let's get right to Patrick King at the Capitol in Alberta, Canada, about what's going on with a perusal of some money from the federal level coming down to the provinces and media and whatnot, and how it's buying the COVID narrative and keeping everybody on script. Patrick, are you there?
I am here, Mark. How are you, brother?
Great to have you back on the show for the second time. Fire at will, sir. What's going on?
All right. So with everything that we've done with fighting them in the court systems and having all the documents to prove everything, we've actually put a governmental lien, a citizen's lien on the $3.5 billion loan that they received to push the network of the COVID narrative across Canada or across Alberta. We have it all tied, all the money, everything. We know where it all came from. We've got it. So we put a lien on all the companies, the major news broadcasters, CBC, Global. We put a lien on every Air Transat, Jazz American, or Jazz Canadian Airlines, Air Canada, WestJet. All of the people that are pushing these narratives that took money from the government to do this. With no isolation of SARS-CoV-2, where's your science to back this up? We've got all the written proof. We've got doctors losing their jobs. We've got nurses losing their jobs. We've got, you know, people that were once at one time frontline workers just come up to me today and said they lost their job. And they're out of work. Another gentleman, he's an engineer at the University of Alberta. He gave them letters of informed consent and notices of liabilities. They got fired. So even when we're working within the confines of the law, we still are losing. So what we've done is we figured, well, it's time for them to account for the money that they've received, and we put the liens on these loans so that they got to either answer yes or no. Yes, we took money to do this, or no, we didn't take money. Well, then you're lying, and then you just opened Pandora's boxes in both ways. A good lawyer always knows his answers before you ask the question. So now we've taken a stand, and I've since sending all these documents in via registered mail, so that they have a 21-day notice that they have to reply within 21 days, we are sitting here occupying the ledge grounds in Alberta, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada right now, and we're here every day. Tomorrow we have First Nations coming. The next day we have a little dance party thing going on. And then Saturday we have all the firemen, police officers, first responders, healthcare workers, everybody going to be here to say no to this. Basically, our premier has just threatened us. We have one choice and one choice only. He's openly stated it on air that you have one choice and one choice only. It doesn't matter. We're going to shrink the population, he says. of us who want to stand for our rights. So when we broadcasted, what's that? Sorry, go ahead. Hello?
Wow. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I thought you might have a follow-up comment there. This is very interesting. Kudos to the fact that you're out there. You're not just saying this from the confines of your home. You're out. You're being seen. You're combining your effort with a lot of people who have been very adversely affected by this. Like you say, they're just exercising their informed consent on the jab or masking or both. We all should have that informed consent and have the right to say no without undue penalties. Yet they're being penalized unlawfully, and this is very tyrannical. And I think you're taking the proper step. Now let me get one fact straight. The $3.5 billion from the Canadian federal government was just for Alberta alone. Is that right?
Alberta, yeah. It's a U.S. loan. I've got all the documents. I believe I emailed them to you. It's the loan that they've taken from whoever. Now, we can speculate who it is, but we already know who it is, who gave the Canadian government the money to do this and push all this. And the money came from foreign influences. We know that already. We have all the documents to state all that. And this is where it's going. If you want to do this to us, well, then explain to us why you got all this money to do this. Chase the money. Chase the dollar trail, right?
Yeah, why do you have to pay people to stick to a narrative if the narrative is so truthful? Again, on top of the fact that you recently established in court, and this is why you were on my show the first time, and you've been on other shows, you established in court that when asked for proof that they isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, they cannot and will not produce that proof. And then you add that.
They do not have the material evidence I have requested. And then tried to double tongue it, flip it around and say, well, even on this jurisdictional challenge, we got you on, we don't have to provide the proof anyway. It was like a little kid stomping its feet in the courtroom. Well, we don't have to show you play with you if I don't want to. Kind of thing, and it was kind of embarrassing. So fine, you want to play that game, we'll keep playing that game. I'll go and take you to court on all the money, so we'll put a lien on that money. You can't access that money. If you access that money, you can't. The banks have locked up. Now what are you going to do? You can't access the money legally, and if we're going to lose that, then we watch them crumble from within. And they're going to scatter like rats. And that's the whole point. This place is infested.
So the meaning of the word lien in this is not simply to audit, to document where the money came from and where it's going. You're saying this, you can actually enact a process where you freeze the assets? Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, we froze them, yeah. You can't access those documents until you provide proof of where the money came from. The Canadian people need to see the proof. It's our money.
Are those assets frozen now, or are you in the process of trying to freeze those assets?
We're in the process of trying right now. 21 days to respond.
Okay. Now, is it accurate to say that Most of the other Canadian provinces, particularly the high population ones, such as Ontario, would be getting similar money, where private money goes to the federal government, and that in turn is used through the provinces to pay for the COVID narrative, to keep everybody on script, the media, other entities.
100%, Mark. That's no question about it. We even have Premier Doug Ford in Ontario, who owns an advertising company, who is all in charge of 100% of doing the Greater Toronto Area, which is something like 7 million people. And he's in charge of making all the signage and everything for it. He's getting kickbacks, plus he's making it happen. So it's insider trading. So we've also got them on that. We've got, under the Competitors Act, we've got them insider trading with all of this money. They know they've invested the money in Arbutus Pharmaceutical Company, is the name of it. They've invested their own personal monies in there, and then they pump it, and then they only use that company. And they're making millions off it with the money that they were already loaned to do this. So it's inevitable. You chase the dollar trail, you'll find it. Every time. Every time. That's why accountants are so good. Well, we got it. I'm asking for questions. I want this question answered. I want to know where this money is. Why did you get it? Who gave it to you? And what is it for? You got to ask the who, what, the whys, and the wheres. Once you got all four of those, and they don't want to give me an answer, well, then we automatically know, and the Albertan population and the province of Alberta will see that this has all been a lie, even not only in science, but in the bank.
Yes, a political lie, a scientific lie, a social lie, an economic lie, a lie across the board. Absolutely. So Doug Ford, interestingly, I've kept an eye on him and some of the Ontario government's machinations. Doug Ford owns an advertising company that, for instance, would put up billboards. Would that be right?
Yeah, that's correct. Billboards, administrative signage, so stickers, you know, your wall placards, your administrative signage that you use in your offices or businesses. So he would have the largest contracts, and he would, you know, it's like paying Peter or paying Peter to pay Paul.
So it could be on the side of a bus, it could be on a bench somewhere, it could be anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah, absolutely. And they got total control of it. Now, here in Alberta,
Talk about a conflict of interest. My goodness. Oh, go ahead.
It's huge. So my concentration now is on the focus on Alberta. So that's just like Texas. You know, Texas is pretty much the heart and blood of the United States when it comes to the oil and gas industry. Alberta is the same way. I worked in the oil and gas industry for 17 years, and I seen what they started to do here. I knew what was coming. If they break the backbone of Alberta by blocking in and dropping our infrastructure, and we have no means to get this oil to market, they fold this country in half. What ends up happening is you're breaking the backbone of the country's GDP, and that's totally strategic. So if we lose Alberta, we lose this country. And I'm not set. I'm not ready to lose my country. So I'm going to stick my grounds here in Alberta, do what I need to do, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Please, prove me wrong. I will gladly walk out of the way. I will do a news conference. I will do everything I have to do and say I was wrong. But prove it. I'm asking one question. Exactly. I'm asking questions. Why can't I ask questions, and why do you speak to the cameras and not to the people?
Yes, these are excellent questions you're asking. Prove you wrong, but they can't even prove that the SARS-CoV-2 virus has ever been isolated, the entire basis for the whole COVIDocracy and the vaccine regime and the maskaholism going on. And yes, I mean, you're following a very good track, and I would just comment for those listening live and on the archive that this is a good example, a good modality to follow for activists in the United States and beyond. Don't just look at the so-called science of the vaccines or the so-called virus, but look at the money, follow the money, and try and take a comprehensive approach. I will say that I wonder if the United States, for example, has the mechanisms you have in Canada.
Our laws piggyback each other very similar, right? We're all British colonies at one point, so we follow under the Crown's English and under the Crown's law. This, the wording might be a little different.
Yeah, go ahead. I just wonder if Americans could put a lien on the money and monitor the the money in the manner, in the way that you're doing it. I wonder if that's possible here.
It has to be public record, right? If they're a public trading company, it's public record. They have to provide you the document.
Interesting. You mentioned a pharmaceutical company a few minutes ago. What was that name again?
Arbutus, A-R-B-U-T-U-S Pharmaceutical Company. Corporation, I think it is. I don't have the papers in my hand right now, but yeah, it's Arbutus. And then the so they are, and they are part of putting the nanoparticles inside the inside of these from the UBC, University of British Columbia, which got its money from the Liberal government. The Liberal government funded this whole thing.
Wow.
Here in Canada.
Has Justin Trudeau made any statements about receiving this money from foreign sources? Has this done completely under the carpeting?
Absolutely. Backdoor deals. We here in Canada, our political system, our politicians can bribe each other right over the floor and say, you know, I'll give you your government funding for your program if you vote this way, right across the floor in the middle of a vote. They can bribe each other. It's insane. Canadian politics is just theater. It's just theater. I'm standing in front of one of the largest stages in Alberta. It's insane. Our government officials here have been so corrupted for so long. They've been manipulated for way too long. We've allowed it to go on for way too long. We're seeing what's happening around the world. We're seeing everything that we're doing. And all we're doing is the inevitable, coming down to the inevitable. And that is, we can get them in the courts. We can get them in the banks. We can hit them wherever we want to hit them. It ain't going to work. But at the same time, what is the inevitable end game that's going to happen? Something I can't say out loud. I can't say, you know, admit it. But we're all thinking it. And I know that. And I know people are thinking it. The sad part is I'm trying to stop it before it happens. And that's the way I look at this. I'm attempting to stop something biblical, and I'm not something biblical, but you can go that route too. But I'm trying to stop something devastating happening to our North American countries. This is horrible what they're doing. This isn't even right.
Yeah, Canada, like America, it's been so long since there've been really honorable leaders in state, provincial, or national levels. It's such a few and far between kind of thing. I think there was a Diefenbaker in Ontario, if I'm saying his name right.
Diefenbaker.
Diefenbaker, who was an honorable man. And I think Alberta had, in the 1930s, what was his name?
Pearson?
No, Eberhard.
Dr. D. Pearson? Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, Eberhard, he was a minister, a radio minister,
right.
kind of like Charles Coughlin, the radio priest in Detroit. You had Eberhard, a radio minister who had, you know, a number of honorable viewpoints and policies. But like America, it's like seeing a unicorn to get an honorable politician. And now, like you say, they've all been so corrupted, and that's all down the memory hole. And now everybody thinks they've got to march to the same tune, especially under COVID. Describe the scene now, Patrick. How many people are there now on the steps of the Edmonton capital of Alberta, and how many do you expect to be there in the next few days?
Well, at the present time right now, we have about 40, 50. I've been here since Monday. We've been averaging numbers of 50 to 60 people coming by, but now, on the weekend, what you're going to establish now, because everybody's working, right now we're going to have, upwards of tens of thousands, maybe even, you know, 50, 20,000 people here this weekend. And we're just going to make sure that we establish what we need to establish. They have 21 days to answer to these questions. And if you don't answer to these questions, then you've spoken. Once again, I speak in the court of public opinion. I don't speak in the court of the Crown's English. I don't speak in the courts of the Admiral Law. I speak under the law of common law. And if you don't want to abide by that in my constitution that I have that protects me from everything you're going to do, well, then I'm going to stand and die on these grounds and prove to you guys that this constitution means more than just a couple dollars. I'm ready to fall on the sword for my province.
Now, when did that 21 days start?
It started on Monday morning.
So they've got about 19 days left.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just for the record there, here on the 29th of September, as of today, about 19 days left to respond. I'm sure they'll take all the time that they have.
Absolutely.
And not answer until the last possible minute. What happens if they don't answer at all?
Well, if they don't answer at all, then we go to the next stage, I guess.
I see. What would that be?
You know, I can't say on radio, my friend.
Yes, interesting. It's edifying to see this. I'm hoping that that Australians can learn from this. I don't know exactly what the Australian situation is in terms of the protesters or the basis. I mean, they're protesting the extreme tyranny in another crown area. That's being, of course, the former penal colony of Australia, which has become a penal colony once again. Hopefully,
absolutely,
we can get this kind of tactic, this kind of approach to go on there if it hasn't already, because it's one thing to protest, but it's another thing, I think, Patrick, to do it the way you're doing it, to have a purpose behind it, to legally seek the proof, if there is any, that they've isolated the virus, to legally seek the proof of where did this money come from, you know, what's it being used for, the four things that you mentioned, and as opposed to simply being a rabble-rouser, as opposed to simply saying we don't like the vaccine regime and so on and so forth. We need informed consent. All that's very important. But you have a goal here, and you're giving the Canadian government something they have to specifically answer for, as opposed to just saying, again, we don't like what you're doing. So that hopefully we can pass this down to Australia and beyond.
Yep, 100%. Everybody needs to put a lien on all the money.
Yeah, I would think Australia would have the same exact mechanism.
100%. And then you got to put the lien on every establishment that took it. And we've done that. The ones that we could find easy paper trails to, we put the lien on all theirs. And they're big ones. Like I said, CBC, Global News Network, Rogers Sportsnet, all of that, Rogers Network, it's been notified. I'm always poking the bear, Mark. I'm always poking the bear. Yeah. I'm waiting to get bit.
Yes, keep poking. What do we know? Let's put it in the form of a question. What do we know about the source of the money? What private entities can we name, if any, at this point, that helped with the funding of this or maybe funded it completely? Does this involve any tax dollars, or is this completely outside money, or is it a combination of both?
Well, it's an outside fund. We know where it's coming from. You can all call it what it is, and everybody will be like, oh, yeah, okay, but it's China. It's the World Monetary Fund. It's the one world government that they're bringing in. We know this. We've all known it. We all know what's going on.
They're funneling the money through the... Yeah, would China be the main source or one of several?
One of several, I would assume, but they're all in bed with each other, Mark.
Yes,
they're all in bed with each other. It doesn't matter. They just pass it from one shell corporation to another shell corporation, and they funnel it through, and it's called money laundering, actually. They use money from illegal activities, and then they funnel it through the Canadian financial system, which washes it, and then they bring it back clean. The biggest government gangster squad you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, as a side note, some of that money has made it into British Columbia casinos in recent years, and strangely, the RCMP just can't seem to find the wherewithal to do anything about any of it. The Mounties
because
seem to
all
be
the
caught flat-footed.
Yeah, yes. All the detectives that are investigating it are all getting fired.
Anybody that tries to do their job is fired.
Yeah, it's the biggest gang you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, which suggests that other higher-ups at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are paid off to keep the narrative straight and keep the racket going and fire anyone that tries to do anything to the contrary. I mean, that's what it suggests. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so the First Nations people that are coming tomorrow and on the weekend, what is their angle on this? What is their main concern?
They don't want these mandates. They don't want these things to happen. That's illegal. They know it. And under our constitutional law, it's even illegal to immunize anybody under the Immunization Act. And it's this stupid COVID, stupid public health stuff that has no science to back it. They're superseding our constitutional rights. They can't do that. They can't. And if people want to just bow down and give the knee, then you go ahead and you bow down and give the knee. I refuse to bow. I'm not giving the knee. I've drawn my line in the sand. Cross it. Come get me. I'm not getting it. I'm not doing this. And yes. I'm not. And anybody else who's thinking of doing this, and you got some firm, staunch balls, and you want to actually stand up for your rights, draw your line in the sand. Stand here. Do it.
Yes.
Draw your line in the sand, guys.
Those listening live and on the archive, hear that clearly. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, the line has to be drawn in the sand. We can't budge another millimeter on this thing. Enough has been done. Too much has been done. This tyranny cannot stand. We were talking a little bit before you got on, Patrick. We were talking about the Georgia Guidestones in Elbert County, mm-hmm. Georgia. And that seems to be, in recent times, we got about 2 minutes before the show ends. In recent years, you might say in the modern era, that seems to be where the One Worlders laid down their plan. You know, the first of their 10 bogus commandments on the Georgia Guidestones, of course, as you know, says maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Maybe yeah, it's a long line to draw. Maybe I'm assuming too much, but this sounds to me like they're using COVID as leverage to try and get this calling of the herd, and that the Georgia Guidestones was kind of their first declaration of war. If I'm stretching it too much, may I be struck by lightning, but I think this is a very long-term plan, and we're just seeing the modern manifestations of it.
If you have any listeners in your audience right now, if you want to make something biblical happen with what I'm doing here up here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, anybody who's in that Georgia area, if you feel like it and you want to take a payloader or a bulldozer and give those things a little push for me, I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, we're talking about putting up an alternative monument, a monument to lawful government, a monument to proper government for free peoples. Ron and I are talking about making our own monument for a positive reason. That said, Patrick, I want to thank you for joining me. What's a website people can read? Is there a Facebook page where people can see what's going on in Edmonton right now?
You can go to visit my Facebook page is up. It's The Real Pat King on Facebook, and it's got a picture of myself with angel wings, and it says The Real Pat King. On Instagram, it's The Real _ Patrick _King. Come follow our journey, see what we're doing. That's it. I'm using social media against them, Mark. That's how we do it.
Okay.
That's how we got to get them. They designed these to get us.
Thanks. Thanks, Patrick King. Got to let you go. The time is not on my side all of a sudden. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you